From time to time, I have a bit of a clean out with the work emails because they do tend to clog up your server, and you've got some email tips to share with us this morning.
I answer more questions about email really when I see clients, when I talk to clients, than any other subject out there as well. And you've got to be aware at the moment of the limits that your email server will go along and give you. TPG and IINet are probably the biggest worries when it comes to this sort of thing. So TPG, say they'll give you 2 gigabytes on there as well to store all your emails. IINet and all its related companies, because they have Ozemails in there as well, and F. Adam, there's lots of different companies they've bought over the years. It's 1 gigabyte. Now, don't ignore these limits, because as in the terms and conditions, one thing says, TPG will not be responsible for emails deleted automatically once the specified storage limit is reached. IINet have exactly the same thing in there as well. You'll get a notification, and in some cases I've had several people go along and all their emails are wiped just to make space. So, you know, make sure you backed up your emails on there, but don't ignore it. If you ever get advice from TPG or IINet that you've reached your limit, do something about it.
Keep on top of the emails. Yeah, sorry, Richard, keep going.
Yeah, no. The other thing is, if your Outlook is how you use your emails on there as well, never let that PST file get too large, because that can cause serious errors to your file on there as well. Anything over 5 or 10 gigs should be reduced by archiving old emails. Now, that will reduce that size, because your PST file and email is a big blob. Mm. And if it gets too big, and I had somebody on Saturday, I saw 45 gigs. They couldn't open it. Basically, they'd lost everything in there. So make sure that you just follow those two. All of those two tips will be up on the website in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and if you don't follow those tips, you can have some problems. So good idea. Now, for those that own Apple computers, how well are Apple computers running at the moment?
They're running very well, but if you don't think it's running well, it starts to slow up or doesn't do what it's supposed to do, don't load that mystery program hoping that everything will improve it. There's programs out there such as Clean My Mac, Speed Up Mac, and the dreaded Mac Keeper. Do little for your Mac apart from cause issues. Also, if you've got an antivirus there, do yourself a favour. You don't need an antivirus on a Mac computer. Get rid of it. Instead, look at the programs that start when you load your Mac, and there's a thing called Disk Utility in there as well. You can run that as well. And also just consider reloading your operating system, but avoid those programs.
Okay, so that's a good tip too. So if you do have an Apple computer and you're running antivirus software, get rid of it. You don't need it at all.
Your Mac will thank you for it. You really don't need it on a Mac at all.
Fantastic. All right, and our last topic of discussion this morning, Google. Apparently, they want us to use two-factor authentication, so it's going to turn it on for those particular Google accounts. Is that right?
Exactly right. So enabling two-factor authentication on a Google account requires someone's proactive about account security. A lot of people aren't. We've got to say that. And two-factor authentication is when you give them your mobile phone number. They'll send you a code back to make sure it's you. So if someone tries to log on to your account from an unfamiliar device where they've guessed your password, they can't get into the device without the code on your mobile. Sounds a good thing, doesn't it, Lee?
Sure does. Absolutely.
Every account that you've got this on, people should do. But Google, pretty soon, and they just announced, they're saying it will start automatically enrolling users in two-factor authentication. So if you've given them your mobile phone number but you haven't turned it on, they're going to turn it on for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good thing to go along and do, because I sometimes deal with people who lose access to their Gmail account. And in a lot of cases, if you haven't given them enough information, you won't get that stuff back. So today, people, have got a Google account. See if you've got two-factor authentication turned on. If you haven't, make sure you do it.
Yeah, that's good news that turning it on helps protect your account.
Yeah, it really is. So, you know, you get this code, and don't ever ignore if you've got the code, because it shows you've really got probably a poor password. But unless they have that code, they can't get into your account. That's why we do it.